Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning. Thank you for tuning in tonight here on Radio Africana for this brand new show called Speak Up with Ade. I'm Ade, I am your host. I'd like to actually have a 1 minute silence for a friend of mine that would have been 41 today, and he just suddenly just passed away due to some health issue. And if you can just join me and take a few 1 minute to just honor him and pay some respect to him. How has your day been? Last week, we talked about why men hide their emotion. There was loads of feedbacks. Amazing listeners. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you all. We're just going to have a quick recap from our discussion last week. I can say we all agree that strength is not silence. Strength is honesty. Strength is healing. Real strength is having the courage to speak up. Emotion does not make you weak. We also said asking for help is an act of strength and not weakness. You can also agree with me that it's okay to cry as a man. We also agree that whatever has been learned can actually be unlearned. Remember the acronym of a man that I gave last week, which the M stands for to manage your emotion. The A stands for you to accept responsibility. And the N stands for, you know, taking this management of your emotion and accepting your responsibility would actually help you to navigate through life. Tonight, we have a lot to talk about. When we come back from the music break, we're going to go into our childhood. We've been told many times to man up when things happen. It could be a father who was never there. Maybe a home where no one talk about their feelings. Our topic for today is the boy inside the man. We will talk about these wounds, and I promise you, this won't be a therapy section. Here is Hot Kid with My Way. When we come back, we'll definitely dive into the main topic of today.
When there is no money, she got me worried now. Cause only me got me, so I do my thing my way. Me only follow you, yeah. Nobody can follow me. Feel my pain, I keep asking. I will know who my day. I do my thing my way, oh. Me only follow you, yeah. Nobody can follow me. Feel my pain, I keep asking. I will know who my day. Pressures on Instagram, and me and Felix my life. Cause the person go do the job, you know. Cause I guess I love my pa. Even my niggas, we don't make up now. If I call on them, they go for my hand. And me, I no feel easy now. Make you know who they get one tacos. Even the girl who you love, you follow another man. When there is no money, she got me worried now. Cause only me, got me, I say. A girlfriend go follow another man. When there is no money, she got me worried now. Cause only me, got me, I say. I do my way. Me, I don't live for life. Nobody go follow me, feel my pain, I keep passing. I will hold my day. I do my thing, my will over. You don't live for life. Nobody go follow me, feel my pain, I keep passing. I will hold my day. Papa just decided to give me two pass. He look my life and give me two chances. And as I'm up, I'm right now. But still, I know two guys. I know they go to church, but I know two jazz. Now you see I'm living good life. Cause many, many things, many, many things. I know say I'm small, but my eyes don't see. Many, many things, many, many things. Be like I cross some mountains and some seas. I still insist, oh God, I know they resist me. I don't hustle, now the cash no contain my jeans. But no be so it be yesterday. No be so it be yesterday. Life go teach you past professor on the road. So no ask me where I learn from. Always move with precaution, man, I swear say. You know if you catch me for junction. Ever since I dropped my first song, me I know say. The next song go be the best one. Give me gun to do my tongue so me my eye to see. Me lonely my face. Some just be tell me right down. No be saying I'm in true pass. Papa just decide to give me true pass. He look my life and give me two chances. And as I'm up I'm right down. But still I know two guys. I know they go to church but I know two jazz. Now you see I'm living good life. Cause many many things, many many things. I know say I'm small but my eyes don't see. Many, many things, many, many things. Be like I cross some mountains and some seas. I still insist, oh God, I know they resist me. I don't hustle, now the cash no contain my jeans. But maybe so it be yesterday. Maybe so it be yesterday.
You don't need no interception. I'm perfect because of your imperfection. Anywhere in the direction, you go say, never beg for no affection. Melo melo ni mo fẹ sọ, detention, wọ́n kú mi ọ̀la pressure. Mo fẹ́ kọ́kọ́ tí mo fẹ́ sọ.
Welcome back. That was Zinoleski with Many Things. What a powerful song to kick things off today. For those listeners that does not understand Yoruba, Zino was basically telling a story of his journey through life, where he started from and where he's going, how he has taken his imperfection not to intercept his journey, but to concentrate and continue on, to ride on. Thank you, Zino, for that amazing song. Now let's dive into today's topic. Picture a 7-year-old boy. He fell and hurt himself. He starts to cry, and an adult, could be a parent or an older sibling, says to him, "Oh, stop crying and be a man." I'm sure many of us have encountered such in the past. That 7-year-old boy does not understand or know anything about emotions. He only knows, oh, my pain is not acceptable. My feeling is a problem. He then starts to bury them. Fast forward to 25 years later. That little boy is now a 32-year-old married man. He finds himself difficult telling his wife he's hurting. He's struggling. He hides his emotion. Now, this struggles now has become or explodes in anger because he has no word for pain. Now, this married man now self-medicates when silence becomes unbearable for him. He drinks a lot when he feels hurt. I don't see any difference in this 7-year-old boy and the 32-year-old married man. They're just both the same. The healing the man needs is going back to heal the boy. My question to you tonight is, how many of us are ready to visit that boy in us? Brothers and fellas, this is the beginning of healing. Healing is not you going backward. Healing is you going back to pick up those things that you left behind in the past. There are things that have been left behind as a boy. This could be your voice, your tears, your truth. There's so many things that we've all encountered that we tend not to actually talk about or want to discuss. And these are things we've probably been told to just forget about it and move on. Many of us have gone through different challenges in life that all we just need to do is to actually just open up and speak to someone. But because we've been told it's okay to suppress your feelings, it's okay not to speak up, it's okay to be a man, or men don't cry, so many things that we've been told in the past. Just as we said last week, whatever you've learned then can actually be unlearned. The time is now, especially this is the month. June is actually a mental health month for we men. And I think it's about time we need to start taking our mental health serious. It's about time we need to start, cherishing one another. It's about time we need to start looking after one another. After the music break, we will dig in deeper on our journey to visit that boy in us. Here is Omale with Coping Mechanism, and when we come back, we'll dig in into the journey.
Looking for where I belong. Maybe this man is honestly your life is alright because everything dies. Nobody know why. What did I go do? What did you go do when you're feeling like you're falling and you can't find nothing to hold on to? Memories of who carry me go, carry me go. Yata fita take me far away. Mr. DJ make me try by ye. Now one no be just any party. Now make a no be shot. So the only fire make me mad. I don't scatter. I only mad. So the only fire make me mad. When my whole world is set on fire, don't leave me alone. Could do when you're feeling like you're screaming really loud and nobody hears you. I see it in your eyes. I see in your eyes the betrayal and the lies. You've been pulling out knives from your behind. Count every blessing, count every lesson. I fit nothing to borrow, so I count every second. Don't let them take my head and dance over my dead body, body. I'm weak, I'm blind, give me the strength I need for my body, body.
Welcome back to Speak Up with Ade here on Radio Africana. What a powerful song by Omalay and Burna Boy. I don't know how many of you felt those songs as I did. Brothers, we don't need to carry all this load alone. I mean, just listening and, you know, hearing the lyrics, you know, it's very powerful. I can see there's something in your mind. I can see how much pressure we sometimes put ourselves in. There are a lot we can do when, you know, you feel like you're falling. If you listen to that song, you can see, you know, you can see Burna Boy actually travel down the memory lane. But he could not speak up because he couldn't, you know, trust nobody. But literally, just listening to the lyrics of the song. Guys, we don't need to wait till we're tired to start doing things about, you know, the struggle or the pressure of life that we face. Just before the break, we were talking about, you know, traveling down the journey to visit the boy in us. There are four things I want us to look at tonight. And I just hope, you know, these four things will actually help someone. One of it is the silence you inherited as a boy. Many of us grew up in a home, you know, where something goes wrong and, you know, we're being told we couldn't do anything about it. It could be a pain, it could be tension, it could be fear. All the adults around us, they all keep quiet and say nothing. Many of us have learned that being silent is cool. I'll tell you tonight, most of the things we learn as a boy, we learn it watching people that are around us to be silent. We learn to hide our emotion by watching the people around us, the people we love, to do exactly the same thing. You know that saying that what you watch is what you are? How many of us can actually relate to this? So many things that we experience as a boy, and we tend to just, you know, take it as the norm, and you know, this has actually now become our adult pattern. The second point is the wound that never had a name. Some wound does not actually have a story to it. It doesn't come, you know, with a single moment or there's a particular reason. It's just some accumulation of different or accumulation of small moments, if I put it. A parent that, you know, when you are home, they never told you well done. I was talking to a friend of mine one time, and he mentioned and, you know, shared some things to me that his father actually never wished him a happy birthday ever in his life. How do you expect him to feel as a boy? How do you expect him to feel now? I could remember the last thing he told me was, that just makes him not actually want to celebrate his birthday. Now, this is something that he had to deal with from, you know, a young age. Sometimes, you know, we have a situation whereby, you know, when you are home, you know, you only get a conditional love. Or maybe when you ask for something, you know, it seems to be like a burden to your parent. Our third point for tonight will be the role you were given before you could actually choose that particular role. Many boys were assigned an identity way before they were old enough to carry it. So many of us have heard that saying, oh, you're a strong boy, you're the man of the house, you're the responsible ones. I'm sure many of us can resonate with this. I know for a fact that I've heard that saying, oh yeah, you're so responsible, Ade, you're this, you're that. But how many of you have actually been called the man of the house due to an absent father? You immediately become your parents' emotional support. This shouldn't be so. Or you've been the one responsible for your sibling before having the capacity to actually, you know, look after them. Your childhood ended early, you know, by the circumstances you face and the expectation from people. Now, as an adult, you've had to carry all this all around, thinking that is just the way it is. Brothers, this sometimes could later turn to a resentment, you know, because you can't really explain, you know, why, you know, you just never understood yourself, because the weight you've actually placed on yourself, this weight you've actually not, it's not chosen by you. This is something that was placed on you by somebody else. Most of us have become men at that young age when we were not actually ready to be. And we never chose to be, but it's just because somebody wanted us to be men. Think about how many of us that had to be a protector for our mother, or we have to be a father figure for our younger sibling. And we're just a boy. We're just a boy. But we've had to take so much on us. The question to you tonight is, who is actually looking after that boy? While the boy is busy looking after everyone else, who is looking after the boy? I'll ask that question again. Who is looking after the boy? Think about it. You're still here. You're still here. And it's never too late for you to actually go back into the journey of that boy and pick up your voice, pick up your tears, and pick up your truth. Who is really looking after you? Were you ever made to carry more than you are as a boy? You know, some of us have taken a role, a responsibility that really is not actually, you know, for us. It would be nice to hear from you. You know, sometime next week, sending your questions to actually, you know, tell me about, you know, a role or a responsibility that you've actually taken that is actually, you know, not supposed to be yours, or you took up that responsibility as a boy. The fourth point for tonight is the love you needed but never received. So that's actually one key point for me, because a lot of men tend to kind of hold on and, you know, feel too strong to show their to show love or, you know, affection in a way. I'm speaking to the man in you tonight. There's nothing wrong in you showing love. There's nothing wrong in you showing some affection. You showing love doesn't make you weak. You showing affection doesn't make you weak. So there's some men which their parents, you know, possibly have been giving them condition love, or they place some condition on the love they give them. Maybe they only celebrate them when, you know, they win an award, or they've done well in their grades, or you won a match, for example, you know, for those football lovers. Obviously not Arsenal. I might be getting some backlash on that, because I know there are a couple of Arsenal fans listening now. So, brothers, we need to stop performing. We need to start acting on how to look after ourselves. We need to take up the mantle to look after ourselves. It's very, very important. I tell you, you are worth it. If anyone tells you, oh, don't be weak, or don't show no emotions. Trust me, they are lying to you. You deserve to open up. You deserve to speak up your mind. You deserve to actually seek for that help if you need it. Don't wait till you're tired. Don't wait till the pressure overweighs what you can actually carry. Talk to someone if you need help. It could be a friend, it could be your wife for the married ones. It shouldn't be too much for you to, you've chosen to marry your loved one. You should be able to open up to them. You should be able to open up to your siblings. Because I know what many of us struggle with is actually trusting someone. I get it. But don't let it be too late. Do not allow, you know, the society to make you believe when you speak up, you're a weak man. No, you're not, brother. The strength there is you actually speaking up. The strength there is you being honest with yourself. The strength there is you actually finding that healing. Don't ever hold on to the pressure of life and allowing it to suck you in into things that you shouldn't be doing. We need to celebrate one another. The question is, sometimes that boy doesn't receive consistent or unconditional love or affirmation because the boy actually spent his adult life actually chasing this unconditional love or the affirmation, or using it to defend himself against needing one. We all need love, brothers. I'll tell you one thing. I'm a typical example. Yeah, I'm not perfect. I'm not. Just because I'm on the radio and, you know, I'm talking about this, I am not perfect. But next week, I'll go down that memory lane with you guys. And guess what? Don't think maybe I was deprived of love. But I think the key word there is, you know, when you don't receive consistent love. For me, now I'm personalizing this to myself. But we'll touch on that next week. And then I'll let you in into my journey, into the boy in me. And I hope you do the same before next week, because I'll be expecting some questions from you. Next week, we're going to open up the phone line. We're going to open up the message and just to hear, you know, from you fellas. But right now, I just want you to ponder on those 4 points. As we go on this music break, when we come back, we'll be closing up with on today's series and talk about next week. I've already dropped one for you already tonight, and that'll be about, you know, my journey down the boy lane. That's a good title, The Journey Down the Boy Lane. Yeah, so there will be something really exciting happening in Manchester later this month. So when we come back, I'll fill you in about it. Here is Omale with Come Closer.
What am I doing? Like, tell me, what the fuck am I? Every time I leave, you call me the devil, Jesus. I tried to understand you, didn't work. You spend too much time inside the bedroom pictures. You think too much, I do things about you, yeah. Do you even listen to yourself? You're living inside your head. You should come out of yourself. Nothing is wrong with your dress. Come here, what did you instead? How to live right here on earth? But you have to work with me first.
We come closer, closer, closer. Baby, come closer, closer, closer. I've been there before. They sound like, you know I'm be one for you. I prefer you than my apathy. Make I give you half my salary. Make I learn from you my primaries. Everything ain't right for book. Baby, come closer,
closer, closer.
Baby, come closer,
closer,
closer. I've been there before.
That you can take. We are the monsters you made.
Since we met you people 500 years ago, look at us. We've given everything. You are still taking. In exchange for that, we have got nothing.
That was Monster by Burna Boy. You know, that song is powerful. Basically, it just tells a story whereby the inner child of, you know, is being forced to hide their true emotions, you know, wearing fake smile to survive. You know, it's a story about, you know, kids growing up in the Niger Delta area, the south-south area in Nigeria. And, you know, it's teaching children how to actually, you know, show vulnerability in a dangerous place. I think, as you know, it's kind of relatable to, you know, us visiting the boy and us. Basically, things that we've been told, how we need to just, you know, put up a fake smile. No, we don't need this. Anyway, that was Burna Boy with Monster. So just like I said before we went on the break, there's something interesting is happening in Manchester on the 20th of June, on a Saturday. It's called Our Men. Our Men. I love the name. I love the name. So Our Men will be launching their event. Basically, it's a network that is created for modern men, you know, from the African diaspora. So basically, it's just to kind of, you know, gather men together. I think it's kind of relatable to what we're talking about. We need to come together as men to kind of you know, help and support one another. You know, Our Men exists to empower men, you know, with tools, knowledge, relationships, and mindset that is needed to navigate through life, you know, with clarity, you know, to help with confidence and a brotherhood. It's really nice. It's gonna be an amazing show. You can register for the event. It's free, by the way, guys. It's free. And guess what? I don't know if any of you clock. It's on the 20th of June. That's Men's Mental Health Day. That's Father's Day. We need to be there. We need to be there. I'll be there definitely. And definitely I'll be, for all the guys that I know, just know I'm dragging you. I'm dragging you down there. So we'll be at Elim Space. And the address is 116 Bury New Road, Manchester. That's M88EB. That's Elim Space, 116 Bury New Road, Manchester. The postcode is M88EB. And you can get them on their Instagram page at Our Men Official. And you can register for the event on ourmen.com. Guys, we need to go up there. Please. I think the organizers are like a Liverpool fan, because they put on there, never walk alone. So guys, we need to go up there, go onto their website. Let's start registering. I want to see you all in there. Let's sit down, let's gather, let's talk about, you know, things that you really want to discuss about. I think what they've put on their website is, you know, they've given the option if you want to talk about family and spirituality, if you want to talk about physical and mental health, if you want to talk about finance and joy, if you want to talk about career and growth, if you want to talk about marriage and friendship, you know, it's open from anyone, you know, from 18 and above, you know, bring in your friends, bring in your brothers, bring in your dad. Yeah, they can learn some things too, you know. So, and whatever industry you're working in, you know, you're all welcome. And it'll be nice to see you all there. You know, let's sit down, let's talk about, you know, all men, let's celebrate men on that day. It'll be nice to see you all there. And also, I would like to actually give a shout out to one of our sponsors for tonight, is M6M Clothing. So they are into, you know, clothing branding, and you know, they're keying us up. You know, so if you want to, you know, do any of your branding t-shirts, branding cap, you know, they do it for you. Their handle is M6M Clothing on Instagram, and their website is m6mclothing.com. So reach out to them. And another sponsor is Afin as well. So, you know, these are the people that is, you know they're paying for the slot. So we need to give them a shout out. So, guys, you know, remember, healing is not going backward. Healing is going back to pick up what you left behind. You left some things behind, and this could be your voice, you know, your tears, your truth. I'm inviting you to go back, you know, to do this. Get those things that you left behind. This is Speak Up with Ade. I hope you join me next week. Same day, Tuesday at 8 p.m. Our topic for next week, you know, like I told you, it's gonna be fire next week. Our topic for next week will be hunger is not the only emotion. Be well, man. I wish you well. Please kindly speak up. Love you all and stay blessed. Au revoir.
I took prayer. can't deny me that I'm blessed. I might be rough around the edges, maybe yes. I keep it nappy and I do what make me happy, and nobody can deny me that I'm blessed. Self-preservation, self-elevation. These kind of these, they deserve celebration. No hesitation, no reservation. Go for the big leagues, no relegation. Let's celebrate life, kick back and take five, and give thanks to the source that create life. To see a sunset or see a sunrise, and see my son born with these same eyes. To see my son smile bright in every grey sky. He's growing so fast, that's why every day I give it 100, now stop at 90. The Almighty, the Father, and I
say, tonight I'm feeling blessed, oh. Say tonight me and my guys from Langbenu. Oh, 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 oh. Say tonight man, no go stress, oh. Say tonight me and my guys from Langbenu. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, yeah. Truly, make I tell you, say my life is like a movie. And if I tell you all these things, I don't say truly. Say my eyes don't see before my life come be. Say many try to fool me, but I dey pray for my enemies and truly. And I dey pray for my kids, that's my blessing. Pray for the friends I lost, I pray you never see no loss. Yeah, cause one pressure feet turn to pressure. I don't see where pressure make man record. Yeah, so make you live your life, oh JJ, no regret them. When man pressure, now got it, man no get control. My brother make you know, life where I dey live, say I dey live, I'm on the low. Hustle every day, I'm willing just to take control. Never buy the money, man, I'm staying in my zone. Yeah,
say to them, I'm feeling blessed, oh. Say to them, you're my guys, you're my young baby. Oh, 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 oh. Say to them, I don't go stress, oh.
Say I don't wanna talk about the things we go make me frown tonight. Say I just wanna hold on to my corner with my lady, make she cool me down. Say I just wanna hold on to my corner with my lady, make she cool me down.
I might be rough around the edges, maybe yes. I keep it nappy and I do what make me happy, and nobody can deny me that I'm blessed.
Nobody can deny.
I might be rough around the edges, maybe yes. I keep it nappy and I do what make me happy, and nobody can deny me that I'm blessed.
Nobody can deny, nobody can deny.
Say to me, I'm feeling blessed, oh. Say to me, I'm my guys, you know, down baby. Oh, 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 oh. Say to me, I'm no go stress, oh. Say to me, I'm my guys, you know, down baby. Oh, 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 oh.
I'm a good guy, I got good. Nobody that I can see body. I'm a game with my shit, no man. Nobody seen them, I'm a big mama.